Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I have always been an early riser. As a young child, I must have driven my parents nuts. They worked hard in shoe factories, and the weekend was their time to rest up from their long 10-hour days. They were piece workers. That is, they were paid a very small fee for each piece of a shoe they completed their work on. The faster they worked, the more money they would make. As a young child, I didn't understand piecework, and I had no idea why they were exhausted. For me, when the sun was up, I was up. A young boy cannot be silent. It's against the laws of nature. It wouldn't be long before my mom struggled out of the bedroom. She'd make cowboy coffee. We didn't own a percolator or a coffee pot. She'd scoop coffee grounds into a pan of water, turn the gas on high, and bring it to a boil. When it was black enough, she'd strain it through a handheld strainer. She saved the coffee grounds so we could dump them into the garden. Once the coffee was made, my dad would come out of the bedroom, grab the newspaper and coffee, and sit at the kitchen table reading the sports pages. What does the story of a young boy waking up early have to do with getting over grieving? I think it can help us in several ways. First, my parents are both gone. Although there was good and bad in my childhood, the predominating memories I have are good memories. I think it's important to recall the good memories we have of the people we lost and loved. I don't think it's good to dwell on them. If we catch ourselves dwelling on our past memories, it will be more difficult to move forward. We can never return to that time in our lives. We can, however, treasure the good memories from that time. Often, these memories are sparked by a song, a picture, or an important date. I have an anniversary date coming up in 2 days. When I was experiencing the deepest part of my grieving, that day brought back memories of what I'd lost. As I approach this anniversary, the memories I have are grateful memories of what I had. My mind races back to my wedding day. I can picture my wife as if she were standing next to me and we were watching a movie of our wedding. Memories of my wedding are good memories. I'll smile and be grateful for the memories, and I will let them drift through. When they leave, I will say goodbye and thanks for visiting. Secondly, I always enjoy the transition from nighttime into day. When you are an early riser, you can watch the darkness slowly leave and the daylight make its presence known in the early dawn sky. These days, I'll step outside my house into the darkness and look toward the east. I can see dawn peeking over the eastern horizon. I'm like the birds because I get excited about the onset of dawn and the new day. It's hard to be sad if you get excited about what is in front of you. As a young child, every new day was filled with surprises. Every new day was something to enjoy. Every new day, I could go outside of my apartment building and join with my friends. What would we do? We had no clue, but we would do something. Now that's a good lesson. When we're busy doing something, we don't have time to be sad. Our focus is outside of ourselves and turn toward what we are doing. The more we can turn from looking inside ourselves to looking outside of ourselves, the more peace we will bring to ourselves, the more minutes we can grasp from the grips of sadness. The American poet Langston Hughes wrote a beautiful poem about the dawn. His poem is called Walkers with the Dawn. Here is his poem. Being walkers with the dawn and morning, walkers with the sun and morning. We are not afraid of night, nor days of gloom, nor darkness, being walkers with the sun and morning. Yes, you and I are walkers with the sun and the morning. We refuse to let sadness rule our lives. We may feel sad, but we do not have to allow it to shape or determine our behavior. After all, we are walkers with the sun and morning. Never quit. Never give up. Why should you? You are walkers of the sun and the morning. God bless. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.